And on the live line with us this morning is Paul Lowenthal. He is the Santa Rosa Assistant Fire Marshal. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I know that you have been involved in much work preparing for these days of rain, which are so unusual to us at this point. What's been done to kind of shore up, particularly the burn scarred areas so far?
So yeah, the Watershed Task Force really has done a great job on the city's behalf, taking the lead on making sure that our storm drain systems are prepared in advance of these systems that we're experiencing with the rains. So we've been really fortunate following obviously the devastating fires back in October that we have been relatively successful in all the work that's been done, not only by our city, but with our county, state, and federal partners to prepare us for storms like this.
I would imagine there are a lot of new waddles in the conversation in anticipation of this rain.
There are. The contract that went into effect essentially is managing 1,400 storm drain inlets throughout Santa Rosa's burn areas. So those
wow.
are in Coffee Park and Fountain Grove. We anticipated, based on the sheer volume of, unfortunately, the destruction, that we're going to have a significant amount of potential fire debris, ash, sediment, residual debris from the fire itself that had the potential to impact our storm drain systems. And that's the last thing we want. So that work is in place. Residents in and around the burn areas will see a significant volume of those grass wattles around the storm drain inlets and on our hillsides, as well as the black gravel gravel rock bags. Those are all really important components that we need to leave in place. I know people will look at them and they may see debris in them and think it's helpful to move them to allow the water to move through, but we absolutely don't want that.
Okay.
We want to leave those in place and allow our contractors and our city staff to manage those and the debris. They're working and they're successful.
And keep your hands off the wattles.
Yes, please. So you also see, for those residents in Coffee Park and Fountain Grove, we have two different staging locations for a lot of that material, because it is going to take a lot of work to keep them functioning and working. And so those are currently staged, one location is at Coffee Park and the other one's at Nagasawa. So I know we get a lot of questions about what those are for, and that is what they're there for, is to for our crews and our contractors that are specifically managing all 1,400 of those storm drain inlets to make sure that they can keep them flowing. And essentially it keeps our community safe, because it's eliminating the risk of flooding. It's part of the erosion control and overall measures that we have in place to alleviate a lot of those unfortunate issues that we've seen down in Southern California following their wildfires.
Paul, you had the fires, you had the investigation, we're now getting winter for winter. Have you had a chance to catch your breath yet?
That's funny you say that. I actually took my first vacation time last week.
How good for you.
A whole 1.5 hours.
1.5 hours. Paul, you're taking advantage of us now.
No.
Wow.
But no, I am looking forward to the end of March. Do have finally the first vacation time off since April, and looking forward to taking my daughter to Hawaii, so that'll be a nice break.
Yes, it certainly will.
But at the same time, I completely understand the importance of all the work that we're doing here, and we're, like we said from the beginning, we're never here just to put the fire out and walk away. We're all still here for the long haul, and especially in the position that I'm in, just as the debris task force leader for the city. It's an important position, and we don't want to miss anything, and we want to make sure we're on top of everything as we continue to help our community recover.
And I know, Paul, that one of the things you've been involved in, too, is the status of the burned trees in Sonoma County and in Santa Rosa with regard to the fire-scarred areas. And, of course, a lot of the dangerous trees have been removed, whether they're by the roadside or involved near PG&E power lines, whatever. But there are also a lot of burned trees that are not in those specific areas that at some point are going to have to be dealt with, right?
Yeah, so wildfires are not new to California, unfortunately. It's something we experience regularly year after year. The difference with the wildfire that we experienced here in Santa Rosa and Sonoma County, which adds a level of complexity to it, is the sheer volume of properties that were affected. So typically, unfortunately, we can have a fire in California that's anywhere from a couple hundred acres to a couple hundred thousand acres, and it only affects, you know, upwards of maybe 1,000 properties in some of the worst-case scenarios. Well, in this particular case, we know we had the most destructive wildfire that affected thousands and thousands and thousands of properties. Well, each one of those properties has that dead and or dying trees and vegetation on it, which presents a problem from the sense that we have a significant green waste issue moving forward.
Right.
But like you were saying, we have all these trees, and if you think about it, everybody that has a lot essentially has trees that are going to end up likely needing to be removed. So the county has a program that they're moving forward with to address the issues, the trees that affect the right-of-way. The city, we're in the process of working on the same type of a contract. In the meantime, because residents here in Santa Rosa can't burn, we don't allow burning within the city limits, we pushed out a chipping program where we've allowed residents, it's the first step that we're trying to take to at least alleviate some of the issues that people are experiencing with a lot of that, whether it's trees or vegetation on their property. We allow people to bring those materials to Nagasawa and Coffee Park this past weekend.
Yeah, that's going to be a big help.
And we were able to chip a lot of the materials for people. So it was slow and steady in Fountain Grove, but really successful. In Coffee Park, I believe out of Coffee Park, we ended up with about 60 yards of chip material. There was some concern that it was going to be no good, essentially just burned material. And although it was burned on the outside, we ended up with a lot of really good green waste and wood chippings that we'll be able to use for different projects moving forward.
Very good. Very good. Well, Paul, just one more note. We will not call your cell phone while you're in Hawaii at the end of this month, okay?
I appreciate that.
Thank you very much for being here. That is Santa Rosa Assistant Fire Marshal Paul Lowenthal.